Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we try and pick out the joke of the week. Here's joke number one. Hey, Dave, why are chickens so funny?
Why?
Because.
Hey, John.
You know, Wendy Snyder, who's often on this radio station, does very good animal sound effects. Doesn't she do a porpoise?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you ask her, she'll do it. And it's not pretty watching her do it, but it's remarkable what she can do. I can do a chicken and was given an opportunity to do that. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two. Hey, Dave, did you see that we have a book club now at WGN Radio at WGNradio.com?
I did, John, and it's great, but I don't need any more reading right now.
Hey, Dave, have you read How to Look Younger by Faye Slift or No by Kurt Reply?
Please, John.
Hey, Dave, have you read Cliff Jumping by Hugo First or It's Springtime by Teresa Green? Hey, Dave, do you have a guide to dentistry by Phil McCavity?
John, thank you. I will take these, and it's enough to keep me busy.
Hey, Dave, have you read Pull Up Your Pants by Lucy Lastic or Backward Sayings by Daisy Oopsie?
No.
One more.
Please.
Read 40 Days on Camelback by Major Buttsore. There you go, Dave. Reading for you.
Dave's got these flights. He's got to go to games. I thought maybe a little light reading would be making his trip a little more enjoyable.
No.
Yeah. By the way, congratulations to Paul Falson in Apple River, Wisconsin, randomly selected as the recipient of our Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's joke of the week number three.
Hey, Dave, my wife just texted me asking, what does IDK mean? I said, I don't know. She said, nobody does.
Here's joke of the week number four.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a waiter, and John Williams will star as a customer.
I'll have the mouse, please.
That's moose, sir.
Oh, well, forget it then. I can't eat that much.
Joke of the week number five.
Hey, Dave, my lawyer and I were working out the details of my will. He said to me, would you like to be cremated or not? And I said, surprise me.
That's not bad. Here's joke of the week number six.
Hey, Dave, my wife told me to turn on the heat last night.
Yes, so?
So I did a belly dance in front of the furnace. Nothing happened.
Joke of the week number seven.
Here's how bad the Bears are this year. There's an attorney in town, and his commercial on TV starts out like this. Have you been a Bears fan your whole life? You may be entitled to compensation.
They ought to send us a check in the mail. Here's number eight.
I scared the postman today by going to the door completely naked. I'm not sure what scared him more, my naked body or the fact that I knew where he lived.
Hi, neighbor. Here's joke of the week number nine.
John, you seem to know about a lot of things.
Well, thanks, Dave, but I'm really bad at Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's my Achilles horse.
Joke of the week number 10.
Hey, did you know that if you hold the squirrel up to your ear, you can hear what it's like to be attacked by a squirrel?
Joke of the week number 11.
The sounds from musicians on stage bounce off the walls of an auditorium to surround the audience. But the sound from a pigeon on a stage doesn't do this.
Why is that?
Well, the reason is acoustics.
Number 12, please.
Christmas morning, at my house, I don't know what your plans are, but we've already decided we're going to have Eggs Benedict served in a hubcap.
Huh?
We feel like there's no plate like chrome for the hollandaise.
There's no place. Sorry. Okay, two more for you. Here's number 13.
Here's a heads up for our millennial male listeners. Scheduling your first digital exam may not be what you think it is.
Oh, I got this one nailed. I'm cool with the digital stuff. Here's the final joke of the week.
Penguin walks into a bar, says to the bartender, I'm looking for my brother. Have you seen him? Bartender says, I don't know. What's he look like?
Steve, which one is the joke of the week, please?
Oh, you had me at number one, John.
Blah.
Yeah, that's
right.
I'll
take that. That's one vote for the chicken joke. Dave Ennett says.
I'm going chicken, too.
Hokey smokes, Bobby K.
I always like the funny author names.
I do too. Books for Dave. I'm going to go with Books for Dave. Okay, producer Pete, it's your turn.
Gotta go chicken.
Holy cow! The chicken joke is a winner. All right, chicken dinner. I'll figure out who sent that joke in. We'll send them a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And we've randomly selected one more time Paul Falson in Apple River, Wisconsin.